Hi, I'm here at Internews and I'm speaking to Mark Irungu, who's their new media developer. And as you might see from the last audio boom, we got cut off. So I'm just going to ask Mark to talk about the role that they're playing working with the Frontline SMS radio project. Mark, over to you.
Okay, let me first give a quick background of the project. There is Frontline SMS in existence, and there is a module, for instance, Frontline Health, that is already in existence. So what Frontline SMS are doing is that they want to develop a Frontline Radio module, and they've identified, and together with us, we've identified Pamoja FM, which is in Kibera, Kenya, that we're going to use in the trial phases of this, that is going to really tell us what we need for Frontline Radio module. So what we're doing right now is that we've installed the original Frontline SMS application on their systems, on their studio computer, in their newsroom computer. And then slowly, as they use it, as they interact with their listeners, they're going to identify the needs that they have. And those needs are going to constitute Frontline Radio that's going to be developed later this year, maybe starting March. So the role we're playing here is a support role. We're giving technical support, we're giving advice, and really just going there frequently and making sure that everything is in place so that Frontline, as it is right now, can be used. And then once the needs are identified, needs that the radio station will have, and the needs that maybe most radio stations will end up having, those needs are going to be applied in the development of Frontline Radio.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And just out of interest, why do you think that Frontline S Radio can benefit small community radio stations? What advantage will it give them?
Well, there's a great need for interaction between the listeners and the radio station. So there being a platform that will facilitate communication like to and fro, from the listener to the radio station, from the radio station to the listener, that will go a long way in helping, because stories will be sorted, maybe opinion polls can be done on the radio, stories like news reports can be submitted via SMS, and all these things can be sorted and maybe managed in a better way than it is right now. So I think Frontline will go a long way in supporting this and helping the community radio stations really reach out and communicate with their listeners.
Thank you very much, Mark.